This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on Odyssey app. Sam and I having an SOS band discussion here. I needed to get schooled on something. This Sunday morning.
This song was played on a Richard Pryor movie. I forget which one of the Richard Pryor. Maybe it was like his comeback performance. This song is in the background. I forget. I don't know if it's live on Sunset Strip or what. One of the Richard Pryor standards.
Well, that was the comeback one. Was live on Sunset Strip.
It was one of them. They had this song.
He got the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Award on this day. He got the first one.
Wow.
Richard Pryor. I wasn't even going to mention that. And then you brought up Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
He got the first one.
Yeah.
I think it was like 87. Yeah. 89, something like that.
He's from Peoria.
Illinois.
Oh no.
I know something about second.
I was born.
Speaking of people, oh wait, it's top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning,
and a good morning to all y'all out in McDonough.
I was born.
Are you gonna do his whole act? You gonna break in the mud boner here real quick too? Talk about the winos. What time to be home? What time you gotta be home? According to Richard Pryor, what time you gotta be home? Gotta be home by 11, right? Stuff don't happen until 11:30.
Yeah.
We going 11:30.
Oh man.
Anyway.
Oh man.
That water's
cold. It's deep too.
See, FCC, that was Mr. Crenshaw right there who did that. Golly.
Oh.
Did you you didn't get a cup of coffee during that break. You went and had your mimosa. I have got a fresh casting call. There is money flying through the air. I'm gonna let you know about it. And I also have, I want to reach out to our broadcast partners, the Atlanta Falcons, who we love. They're getting ready to take on Seattle today.
Yes.
I want
to take on Seattle. We get ready to beat Seattle.
Okay. As Sam just said, you get ready to beat Seattle.
Gino going to throw them interceptions today, and you know we're going to have a wonderful time.
Got a couple pick six?
Oh, yeah.
If we get a pick six, we get free boneless wings at, what you call it, that place? You know that commercial they always say with Coach from the Lions? He has a product there, and he comes out with it. And he's
that's in Detroit.
Applebee's.
See,
I was trying not to do that because Dave Ashburn hates it. When
Don't mention sponsors.
But
now.
You know of the restaurant, and if there's a pick six, everybody gets a six-pack.
Six-pack of boneless wings.
Yeah, yeah. So that you got to hope that happens during the Falcons game.
Okay.
But I have something I would like to, and I already have started to offer, but I want to make it public because I want them to know that not just me, but us as a radio station want to help them with an upcoming event. And we can. Because we want to make it special.
Oh, yeah.
That's all about making it special. Right? And I've talked to some wonderful people over there. So we're going to do a shout out and tell you what my idea is, or at least hope that it will happen in the next segment.
Okay.
But we got to reach out to Joe Patrick.
Yeah, man.
He is on his way up here. Coming up at 9 o'clock, he's going to take over with John Fricke, getting you set for today's kickoff action. But he's going to, like I said, we haven't talked to him since last week, and then give us a preview of this week. And so I don't know where you want to go with this first. Is it the Falcons team or just, as Sam said, the Seattle team? This is a team that should be slapped around pretty easy, Joe.
Yeah, guys. It's a game that is very winnable for the Falcons team, obviously. I'm still kind of... of that mindset that this team is still kind of learning how to win consistently. And we've seen, initial good kind of glimmer of hope in that they've won their third straight game last week for the first time since 2019. But can they keep it going? I mean, that's the big question. Can they play with, a level of consistency that would lead them to another win in a game that they're favored in against the Seahawks here today? And I think that a lot of the questions for this team revolve around the defense and whether they can actually get to the quarterback and affect Geno Smith. Because you would think that while Geno is prone to the turnover, like you guys were talking about, if he's got all day to stand back there and is kind of, unharassed, then he's got really dangerous receivers that he can distribute the ball to. So, that's going to be a challenge for the Falcons defensively, but you know, offensively, it's just can they keep it rolling? Can they take the running game that they kind of found in the Carolina Panthers game and add to it the passing game that we've seen earlier in the season? And if they can, then I think that they will be able to obviously move the ball kind of at will, and we'll see. It's really going to be a litmus test, honestly, on the line of scrimmage. That's kind of been the weakness for the Falcons' defense, and for Seattle's offensive line has also been weak. So I think that that's really a matchup to watch out for in this one.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Hey, it's coming up in a little bit later to get us all set for the kickoff of this game. But Joe Patrick is with us now, and he is social. You can always find him at japatrick200 at japatrick200. All right, you talk about what the defense needs to do. How's our offense travel today? We balance things off a little bit. And you know what? Kirk Cousins kind of likes this thing when the running game is going. Makes his job a whole lot easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and listen, make no bones about it. Like, Kirk Cousins would have, he has been saying basically for the entire year, even when he was throwing for 500 yards, he was saying that, you know, this Falcons offense really is meant to work with a, you know, really good running game, a really dangerous running attack. And we saw that kind of explode in Carolina last week. Now, you have to say, when you talk about the way the Falcons ran the ball last week against Carolina, I mean, it was great to see, but that Carolina run defense is among the worst in the NFL, and they were without, you know, basically they keep on losing their best defensive player, their best player on their defensive front, basically. And so they're without guys like Derek Brown and, you know, Shaq Thompson, one of their best linebackers. So can they perform like that again? Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to run for 200 yards, but I think the big thing, guys, for this running game is, can you just be successful in some of those key situations and keep yourself ahead of the chains? So can you kind of, you know, on first down, can you pick up, you know, 5 yards, 4 yards pretty routinely? Can you convert, you know, in key situations in the red zone on the ground when you need to? That's the big question for this running game. But overall, if you're able to pair any semblance of the success that the team had on the ground last week with some of the success that we've seen Kirk Cousins have through the air, especially obviously the highlight kind of being that game, that Thursday night game against the Buccaneers, then obviously is an extremely potent offense. When you look around the league, it's even better. I mean, like, the offenses have not been great, a lot of them around the league so far, especially in the NFC. And right now, the Falcons offense looks like one of the more dangerous ones. Interestingly enough, it's like the Falcons, the Commanders have had one of the best offenses in this conference. And so I think the way that things are shaping up this season for the Falcons offensively is what we thought they would be, which is basically to have, you know, a top 10 offense in the NFL, and for that to kind of be the driving force behind any success you have. Now, the season didn't necessarily start like that against the Steelers, but I think people have been really kind of just fans of the Falcons have been really encouraged by the way this offense has looked, which is a lot more of what we expected coming into the year.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Joe, who's your most surprising player so far this year? Who's the guy that we went into the season talking about a number of things we wanted to see, we expected to see, but as we sit here right now, who's that guy going, man, I did not see this play coming from this person? Or two people?
Well, there's a clear one for me. And it's not that I didn't think he would be a significant player for the offense, because I knew he would be, you know, basically starting and be on the field almost every single play. But just the effectiveness that he's had is Darnell Mooney. I mean, like, this guy looks like an elite separator on the top of his routes in this league. I mean, it's so funny because you see Kirk Cousins connect with him so often, and it looks like he's wide open, and he's just winning these one-on-one battles. And there was a lot of questions about him coming to the Falcons from Chicago, where he had a really good rookie year, but then he, you know, didn't really have the greatest sophomore season, and there were a lot of questions as to whether that was an indictment of Mooney, the player himself, or if that was kind of down to, you know, the quarterback, obviously, Justin Fields out there, and whether he was able to actually kind of get through his progressions in that offense that they were running to find Darnell Mooney enough, because other Breyers receivers were having success. And it's been great to see. And it's not just the performance, the stats that he's putting up for this team, but it's, you know, even anecdotes of, like, the way that Kirk Cousins talks about them, their locker mates at their practice facility in Flowery Branch. And Kirk Cousins has spoken about, he's just blown away by the way that Darnell Mooney just approaches the game from that kind of cerebral mindset. Kirk says he thinks about football, offensive football, the way that a quarterback thinks about it in terms of the amount of detail that he's you know, considering on various plays and how they want to kind of pair well with the quarterback. So he's been a revelation. I think that a lot of the success that Drake London has had this year, quite frankly, has been, you know, due in part to the fact that he's got somebody opposite him that defenses really have to, you know, take account for, and that they know can beat them deep down the field. And that gives Drake London more opportunities and this running game. So I think that not only is Darnell Mooney producing for himself, but that production really helps this offense as a whole. And it's part of the reason why the Falcons offense kind of looks so put together at this point in time.
Yep. I tell you what, you mentioned Mooney. I'm going to mention, you know, first of all, seeing more of Tyler Algier, and that has been great. But also, we do get to see Kyle Pitts included some. I know people always want more. He was one of the big questions coming into the season. Will we get to see him more? Will we get to see the ball go to him more? He is being more a part of this offense. But talk about that going forward. It seems like one week it may be more than others, and I think people just want to see that real consistency coming from him.
Yeah, Sam, were you talking about Pitts or Algier?
Talking about Pitts.
Yeah, Pitts, you know, it's an interesting one because, you know, he was drafted highly, obviously, and that's always going to kind of follow him around, you know, that draft stock that he carries.
Right.
But he's still, like, you know, and people, there's like a play or two, and it seems like every single game that everybody wants to talk about as, you know, in sight as kind of a reason why he doesn't justify the selection or whatever it might be. And certainly you can make the argument. There's like clear arguments to make production wise that it's not on that level, but you know, he is producing explosive plays on a pretty, you know, pretty good basis for this team. The last two games he's had explosives. You know, I just don't think that he's going to be like Travis Kelce, at least at this point in his career. Maybe later in his career, he will be more of a high volume target. But at this point, you know, he has that basically elite speed for a tight end, that downfield speed. He's not as good of a separator at the top of his routes as I think a lot of people thought he would be, but he can still beat a lot of players down the field. And I think that the way that the Falcons are going to try to utilize him this year is going to be, you know, pushing him downfield and creating some of those big plays. And so I think people just kind of have to just kind of understand that is his role for this team. He's not going to be, you know, a guy who catches 100 passes, and he still might get to 1,000 yards. Like, you know, even this year, there's been complaints about him because I think of the low volume, but he is on pace for, you know, his biggest receiving year yards wise since his rookie year, which everyone always goes back and cites as, you know, when are we going to get this Kyle Pitts back? So, you know, I think there are definitely bright spots to what he's shown this year, despite the controversy. And don't get me wrong, I think that there are, you know, some times when he is maybe, you know, takes a play off, so to speak, or whatever, where he shouldn't, and you gotta fix those. But overall, I mean, he's definitely a positive contributor to this team, and he opens up things. Like we were talking about with Darnell Mooney, he opens up things for the rest of his teammates.
There you go. He is going to get you set for Falcons Seattle. That is Joe Patrick joining John Fricke, by the way. He ain't coming up to the studios. That man is over at Northside and Markham. Going to be there from 9 until 11. Of course, you got Falcons pregame at 11 o'clock, kick at 1. Joe, thank you as always, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. We got to get him back here talking baseball, too. We know he loves baseball.
Oh, yeah,
He's not following it, though. I'm sure he got an opinion about the Yankees being up in there. So we'll get to that. And by the way, after the game, we have got Rob Tribble, who will be at Cigna by Hilton.
Okay.
Approximately 6 until 7:30. And if you can't get in front of a TV for the night game, we got it for you here. Jets at Pittsburgh. See what Aaron Rodgers and his old toy back in his new place looks like, or what Mike Tomlin's going to do with that quarterback position. The Atlanta Falcons, they have an event coming up. I want to help them. I want us to help them, Sam. I want 92.9 The Game to help them. And I absolutely have found a way to do so. But I don't want to overstep. So I just want them to know, because it's going to be a beautiful event. So we're going to talk about the event because we want everybody to go out there and enjoy it. But also a casting call. Got some money flying through the air. I'll let you know about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 20th day of October. I didn't know this going into today's show, though, but if it were you, or you, these dudes are fighting on the sidelines. Look at this. Where do you think, Sam, the vice president? How do you think the vice president is spending her birthday here in town?
She going to church.
Well, she ain't going to church. Well, we just saw she's going to an event. She might have went earlier.
No, she's going to church.
Okay.
The event is church.
But what about after? I'm talking about later on.
Oh, I don't know. She probably got somewhere else to be. But she going to church.
She going to be here, though, I think. It sounds like she's going to be here for a couple days.
No, she was here kind of yesterday, spent the night.
So she's gone today?
She's going to church.
So you got the breakdown.
No, she's going to join the church.
I got that. What about after church? She leaving? Forget you. I'm just saying, where would you take her if you were in charge of, coordinating a birthday for Kamala Harris on this day?
I'm sure somebody's got something pretty elaborate if it's still going to be in town. I don't know.
Let's assume she's going to be in town. Where would you take her?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd take her in one particular place. Somebody
where would you have the food brought in from?
Yes, that's
Mary Max?
Maybe.
Krispy Kreme?
I don't know about Krispy Kreme.
Nancy's?
No, that's Chicago.
What do you mean Nancy's is here?
I know she's here, but I mean.
Maybe she wants some good pizza.
You want something in Atlanta. You want something with Atlanta flavor, so I don't know. You would get something and have maybe Mary Max or Pascal's.
Okay.
Do that.
That's the one.
I don't know. One of them places to give us some down home, especially on Sunday. That's Sunday after church meal.
Well, we know what she ain't getting. What she would have had to get yesterday. Chick-fil-A.
Nope, not happening.
They're not opening it for nobody.
You're not getting that. Or this is it. But both of them close on Sunday.
Let me do this first. Let me let you know about some job opportunities. And then I would like to lend my... I've already offered my services, but I want to let you know again that, this is all about making an event even more special. So I'm not going to push it, but I just want to let you know. I don't normally step out there and put myself out there, but if I have something to offer, it would be in my/our best interest to let folks know about it, right?
Let them know.
All right. But first things first. You guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see a fresh list. You can also see it up on Get Cast with Greg on X, Twitter, if you want. And listen, it's a slow time right now. The industry overall is, not because of anything other than folks just didn't come here because they assumed there was going to be a strike with the Teamsters. And it didn't happen, and they're still working out the last little details. I think actually might be done right now. But because of that, things didn't come at the pace they were supposed to. Having said that, there is stuff, meaning money, or as we like to say now that it's October, holiday money flying through the air. So let me just tell you about, and again, this is the casting call. I do it every show here, let you know about how you guys can be extras. You don't got to go get any pictures. You don't have to go and buy a bunch of stuff. You got to look like whatever it is they're asking for. Case in point.
Okay.
They need musicians. All right, I'll just start with that.
You have to have your own instrument.
You got to bring your – well, if you're a musician, you got that instrument. So they're looking for keyboard players, guitarists, bass players, drummers.
People who can really play, not just folks who can stay
there. Yes, who can play. But you aren't going to be asked to play. You are going to be, just kind of pantomime, and like you're playing. So that's actually good. They may ask you, but for the most part, you're going to be playing along with some music. That's what happens when they ask for musicians. But then they – ask for actual musicians because there will be some times where they'll need you to actually play. So that's all I'm saying. But you'll see that. That's the first one.
Okay.
It's called, and of all things, R&B, a Tyler Perry production. All right, so this is Destination Casting. They need featured musicians. They need firemen. They need real – I mean, listen, real experience as a fireman, that's great. This is going to be a featured fireman, in shape, fit, male, 20s to 50s. And again, you'll see this is going to be filmed up in Dahlonega. So that's Destination Casting. Hilton Casting doing His and Hers. This is over on Netflix. They got a specialty. They have specialty needs for this one particular episode. They need forensic techs, forensic photographers, people who just work in the forensic world.
Yeah.
Real paramedics, real EMTs. So again, it's not about going out and buying a bunch of headshots. And if you are an EMT,
you're not
going
to go to the glamour shot place.
You ain't got to go do that.
No,
you got to go do that. I told you about this before. You want to take a little side strip here?
Okay.
Ladies, do not go out and try to make yourself look beautiful if you're going to be an extra. That's the fastest way not to get hired. Because you think, I'll use Jennifer Lopez. You think Jennifer Lopez is filming a scene that she want an extra looking better than her over her shoulder? No. They don't like that. So
But you do want to look, because Sylvester Stallone put down some extras around here.
Well, don't go down that road. That's a different thing.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's a different thing.
You don't want to
I'll give you a better analogy.
Okay, all right.
There will be a scene at, let's just say, a wedding reception. So everybody's beautiful at a wedding reception, right?
Yeah.
So then there is a need. Everybody will go through hair and makeup. But you don't want to try to get booked as, being in a restaurant scene, looking all glammed up, okay? You're a patron. You're sitting there having a meal. The stars are in there having a meal. They're not all glammed up. You know, they're just sitting there, and there's a scene where they're just having a meal with whoever. So don't try to outdo the stars. Don't try to get out over your skis. If the casting director is looking for redheads, if they're looking for middle schoolers, just take three pictures of yourself. Waist up, headshot to the side, or full body. Boom, that's it. Normal clothes. If they ask you to get in some sort of outfit, if you have doctor scrubs or something like that, cool. But otherwise, don't worry about it. Just send them the pictures. There's a need for photo doubles, central casting. They have a need for what looks like a mother and daughter, black female, 18 and over, and then a minor black female, 5'1 to 5'3. You'll see the breakdown there. But again, this is for a network series on central casting. Rose Locke is doing, this is ILB it's listed as, but it's I Love Boosters is the name of the project, and they have a need for stand-ins. Stand-ins make more money than your regular extras. You are following the star. Hey, not only do you make a little bit more money, you eat better, you hang out. It's a whole different thing when you're a stand-in.
Okay.
So again, you'll see these under Rose Locke. Still a lot of opportunities there in front of the camera, but also behind the camera. I walk you through how to find those, georgia.org. And so there you go. That's what's up there. Also, I got to say it, Sam. If you guys haven't seen Red One, the trailer, go check it out.
Okay.
I don't normally, toot my own horn with that stuff, but I'm in Red One, which is The Rock, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, J.K. Simmons. That's coming out. And then Dear Santa, trying to find a release time where I can start talking about that one. That's a bunch of kids, and it's Jack Black. It's a Farrelly Brothers movie, and I'm just trying to get all these in there, but there is opportunities for you folks. And again, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you have any questions about any of this stuff and how to get yourself situated. Because again, some of these, and I've talked to, the voiceover people, we do this every year. Sometimes they come out with special holiday deals for workshops or lessons, things like that. So I'll let you know about those all coming up around the corner. All right. So are you familiar? I need you to stay with me, Sam. I got about 4 minutes to get this out. ATL Wood.
Yeah.
You know about that.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, ATL Wood is a December 1st celebration by the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to pay tribute, much like last year.
Last year with 50 years of hip-hop.
All right. So this year they're going to pay tribute to the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
It would be silly for me not to acknowledge that, doing what I have done here at this station, which is their radio partner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing the casting call for 13 years, and the connections that I have, I never know how much juice I got until I try something like this and try to help out. So I went through the proper channels. I offered my service. I wanted to offer my services. So who did I go talk to first? Talk to Mike Conti. Then I talked to David Ashburn. They put me next to two absolutely beautiful human beings. Couple corporate folks. I'm not going to give their full names out, mm-hmm. but talk to Heather, and I talked to Tamika. Yeah. By the way, you gave me Tamika's number there first,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And I had conversations with them over the last week and just trying to get an idea. Now, they've come off the heels of doing, it's been a Sunday night game and a Monday night game, and they got a lot of things that they focus on. And so maybe ATL Wood ain't top of mind, at least right now, because it's not till December 1st.
You're right.
All the more reason, if they would like to deputize somebody who could get into places and have things in place for whatever ideas that may be spawned, That's what I think I'm here for, right? So I reached out to them, and I had a nice discussion, you know, with them about what they wanted to do, but nothing was laid out. Yeah, they were still working on it. And like I said, the dust was coming off the other promotions that the Falcons have done.
Right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 90.
You've had two Ring of Honors.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, right. And they had doubleheaders going on this weekend, so I didn't want to press, even though I knew that I could put people next to them who could, at this point, I think the best thing is to say they could green light ideas. You want to do this? Oh, I got the person who can green light that. You want to do that? Well, I know the person who can get those.
Okay.
So I set out after a conversation with one of them last week to, and the deal was this. We had a preliminary conversation, and then I was going to send them something, you know, midweek, and then we were going to have another talk like at the end of last week, which was basically Friday. One thing I did have was an email address. I was kind of texting back and forth, and being as thorough as I am, I sent some long texts, so I want to apologize for that. But what I put together and have ready for you, Atlanta Falcons, if you would like my help, because again, representing the radio station, want to show you that we can make this as big. Who came from the ceiling last year with the hip hop thing? Didn't somebody come?
Ludacris.
Ludacris came from the ceiling. That's a big thing to sort of outdo, right?
Well, not when you're talking Hollywood.
Well,
ATL.
I know, but I don't want to come at them with ideas. I want to converse with them. I want to find out exactly what they want to do. I know some of the people who the stadium's already been in touch with to get certain things. I'm not going to let that out. But I'm telling you that from top to bottom of this state, Sam, me and my contacts, we got folks waiting in Savannah,
mm-hmm.
in Macon,
mm-hmm.
and here.
Yeah.
Those are just the film offices.
Okay.
We've already contacted them. Got stuff if it's needed, if it's wanted. Eagle Rock Studios, Trillith, Three Ring Studios, Electric Owl Studios, Assembly Atlanta. I got contacts at all of those, and they have let them know about the event, and if and when the Atlanta Falcons would like something that falls under their umbrella, they cannot be happier than to accommodate them and help them out whatever they need, because the film industry wants one thing. They want to top what the Falcons did last year with hip-hop.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
And they want this to be a very, very, very special event.
That was a big show.
Yeah, it was. It was a great event. And the film industry that's here from top to bottom, all 159 counties, I'm just telling you that you folks with the Atlanta Falcons, y'all want to use me. Because I want to help you make a very, very beautiful event happen. And again, this is ATL Wood. It's going to be December 1st. And of all teams to be playing the Falcons, who? The LA Chargers.
Yep. Yeah, right.
LA's going to be in town here for that. So,
came from Hollywood.
Again,
going to be with the ATL Wood.
I would be honored if you would ask me to help with this event. That's all I'm saying. And I know of the people that I listed and all of those. Don't want to tell you what to do. We want to assist. And they are ready to assist. Right? That's all I'm saying. And I hope they do. But again, this is going to be a great night. We've got some things we want to get that we have not covered yet as we get you ready for Falcons and Seattle later on in Pittsburgh. Here also, if you can't get in front of a TV, it's over to Joe and John coming up top of the hour at Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Yeah, buddy. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this 20th day of October. Hey, Sam, just going to continue this real quick. Who was the strikeout leader? We were doing this earlier in the show. The all-time strikeout leader for the Philadelphia Phillies, if you had to guess.
Carlton.
Very good.
Even though he couldn't be the one for the other team he pitched for because that's Gibson.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
He played for the Cardinals before he went to the Phillies.
Here's one. Who do you think of those two had the most? Yeah, Bob Gibson is the strikeout leader for the St. Louis Cardinals. Who of those two do you think had more strikeouts?
Carlton.
Nah, Bob Gibson.
Gibson, really?
According to this list here.
Okay.
Maybe Carlton, you know, with ones in there, but he's at 31-17 with the Cardinals, Bob Gibson is, and Carlton is just 3,031 with the Phillies. And so there you go. Real quick, though, I want to get this off my chest. We were just talking about the film industry and the effect on what's going on here in Atlanta and so on and so forth. My story of the week started off with and why I wanted to mention what I did last segment about helping out the Falcons. And again, if I can lend any assistance in the connections throughout the film industry to make that day ATL Wood special, we are here for you. But 2028, Falcons made the announcement this week.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Super Bowl coming back.
Yes.
And 2028, again, for the film industry, is going to be a red letter year. When you think about the Super Bowl sometime in February that year, we are in Georgia and the film industry will play some sort of role in all the stuff and all the pomp and circumstance surrounding the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
So they will be here for that. And then 6 months later, 5 months later, the Olympics will be in Los Angeles.
On the West Coast.
And then they will have that. The film industry will be all over that, too.
I'm curious to see what will happen here that year leading up to Olympics. We're the last American city to host the Olympics.
Right.
The Summer Olympics, anyway, was here. You know, we've had the Winter Olympics at Salt Lake City, but, you know, we were the last American city to host the Summer Olympics. What will happen here leading up to L.A.?
And
I think it'll be something.
And you're right. But it's not even that, Sam. Think about this. What do we marvel at right now in 2024 as we watch the embryo stages of AI become a part of our life and a part of the things that we absorb as far as technology and movies and TV shows? What will the technology look like 4 years from now?
Yeah.
And how will you be able to present, you know, just entertainment? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Right.
That's going to be something that, well, we probably can't even imagine. Think about explaining what we see today to your grandfather. You know, and you know, or even people 10 years ago. By the way, we're going to see Michael Jackson. Well, what are you talking about? He died. Oh, there's a hologram show over here in this place.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Just the things that you could go do. Anyway, head scratching. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, we are the opening act for a football Sunday. We've got Falcons in Seattle. Joe and John Fricke, Joe Patrick, that is, are going to be right down the street, Northside and Markham, from 9 until 11, getting you ready for the Wait For Tailgate show, which starts at 11 and then kick off at 1 o'clock today. Rob Tribble will be at Cigna by Hilton after the game from 6 until 7:30. And if you can't get in front of a TV for the night game, we've got Jets and Pittsburgh for you right here. And speaking of the Harbaugh Monday night double duty, you know you got both Harbaughs playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, right.
So you got Baltimore, Tampa Bay, you got Chargers at Arizona, and both games we will have for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Outstanding.
There
outstanding.
You go.
All right, with the matchups today, which games do you think are, you know, jump out to you? You got Detroit and Minnesota. I think that's going to be a good game today. And you
it
know.
Would have been. I just don't know what – I'm going to wait and see what Detroit shows without Hutchinson, you know, and what the defense gives up moving forward. It's going to be interesting. But, you know, in my house, I have people out on the ledge.
Oh, no.
That injury happened, right?
Not the ledge. Not the ledge.
We're out on the ledge. When you lose, a guy who's one of the best in the league, let alone the best on your team doing what they're doing. But then I reminded her that, you know, Braves won the World Series without Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah.
So it can happen. You can have your best player on the sidelines and still get it done. And if there was a team and a coach that could keep people focused in the NFL, that would be Dan Campbell and the Lions.
Absolutely.
I worry about it. Jared Goff a little bit, but other than that, you know, I hang my hat on that.
Let's see, so the other one I'm looking at is we got Tennessee and Buffalo. One I'm going to watch and see what happens with that one. Quarterback comes around down there with Buffalo's in that one.
All right, go ahead.
And of course, obviously the 425 game today, Kansas City and San Francisco. That's your Super Bowl rematch.
You got two young arms that people have been talking about. They're next. They're here. They ain't next. They're here right now. Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud. Houston, Green Bay. Yep. That's one.
Yeah.
So you asked me, that's one I want to, if I can see it, I want to check that one out. I don't care nothing about Philly and New York, and Saquon and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I would like to see what that's going to look like having Adams back with Aaron Rodgers. So this Jets team.
Speaking of young arms, Anthony Richardson is supposed to be back today for Indianapolis. And so we wonder what that does, you know, bringing him back and putting him in the mix.
up against Miami.
Yeah. Mm. You know, we'll see what happens at 3-3.
No, you're right. Again, that one, those two teams don't move. I mean, Miami after Tua going down and Indianapolis. If they're there at the end, okay. But I just can't follow them. I got to draw the line someplace. I only got so much. What is it, that old phrase we say? I only got so much RAM in my head. I got to throw some stuff overboard. So following the Colts right now, at least, is not on my radar. But again, if I had to pick a game outside of this Falcons game and what we got going on tonight in between, yeah, I want to see what – if this is going to be a shootout, Houston-Green Bay.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
Do you want us to spend some time and tell everybody what – you know, because we started off talking. We haven't had much time – we haven't spent much time talking about it, but we wanted to make a kind of a pivot – and see if we could fit Jason Longshore in here. We couldn't get to him because of the show. We're ending at 9, but Atlanta United,
they were successful. They did win, and so they're on to the playoffs for them. And it's you know, we've seen and followed the struggles, and Jason has come on with us leading up to some of the matches, and just the frustration of saying, you know, yeah, this team is supposed to do this. It was designed to do this, and it just wouldn't happen. It seemed like it wouldn't happen. Inconsistency. You had players that were leaving the team that you thought would be here. We lost our Boom Yakamakis. We right during the course of the season, and then you know you had to get a new group in after the long break, Olympics and whatnot. They come back in, and you know you have players now. They got to get reacquainted. They got to try to get some momentum. They got to try to get in sync. And it just seems like it was still that problem of finishing. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like it was a problem with finishing. Right here toward the end, some things cleared up, and they've had some consistent performances, and they win 2-1 down in Orlando last night, and they are in the playoffs. So, I mean, you applaud that. And some people will say, with the team performing the way it performed all season, do you want them to be in the playoffs or not? You definitely want them to be in. You know, mm-hmm. you got a lot of young talent that's on this team. So, if nothing else, you get that experience under their belt, you know, for going forward. But the way they're playing right now, you know, you go out there and take your chances with them. The fact that they played their way into this and the teams that they've beaten to get here.
So, it's what, Tuesday night?
Is that right? Tuesday night?
I want to say Tuesday night. I could be wrong here. We're going to check that out. But the fact they got them in there, yes.
Yeah, Tuesday in Montreal.
And it's one and done from this point on, right?
That's what we get. Is that right? Well, yes, yeah, a wild card game.
Okay. Well, hey, as long as I get in there, that is a. But I tell you something, though, throughout this year, if there's a guy who deserves a medal of some sort, it's Jason. Because he had to come in here and do the hardest job every week, and it was to bring hope to this team and to its fan base here and talking about them. And he's like, as you said, I don't know. But, you know, he was always, you know, it might be head scratching, but he was trying to bring some positivity here. So. You know, we acknowledge the job that you did this year, Jason. So thank you for that. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get on out of here, did you hear about the committee putting these folks in consideration for the NFL Hall of Fame for the contribution side?
Yep, I did hear one, and I did hear from the family of one in particular, and that would be Grambling coach Eddie Robinson.
Yes.
And people are very, very excited about it. I heard from some family members who, you know, were simply floored by that. And, you know, considering his contribution, the number of players that he sent to the professional ranks over his time period coaching there at Grambling, there will be tremendous acknowledgement for him.
Well, you got a couple.
For the university.
You got a couple of the McVays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got John and you got Rich. You got Robert Kraft. These are Virginia McCaskey, too. If you don't know who Virginia McCaskey is, she's George Halas's daughter,
mm-hmm.
owns the Bears. Art Modell.
Yep.
I would think he'd have been in there already. But here's the one that I like, and Art Rooney and Jerry Seaman and Amy Trask and all that. But Doug Williams, too. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Doug's name. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
As a show.
Mm-hmm.
As a show, Monday Night Football and the contributors of it. So Rune Arledge. And Howard Cosell. So they didn't have Frank's name up there. They didn't have Dandy Don's, but they had Howard Cosell, Rune Arledge for Monday Night Football. Got Chris Berman's name up there too, and John Facenda.
Yep.
The voice of
the original
NFL
voice
films.
Of NFL films. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I was just curious if you had seen that. What was the other one too that was the Hall of Fame with the NBA. Do we have in the NBA Hall of Fame now a past employee from our morning show. Didn't they not put the inside stuff in? I think the inside stuff as a TV show went into the NBA Hall of Fame, which means everybody connected with that show from Ahmad Rashad on down would be a part of it, wouldn't you think?
I would guess.
Okay. Which that would also mean Grant Hill and Creston Ludlow, who was a part of this morning show when we opened the doors in 2012.
First started, right?
Yeah. So if that's the case, congratulations to Creston.
Yeah.
For being in the Hall of Fame. How many other Hall of Famers we got here? I'm sure Randy's in some kind of Hall of Fame someplace. And
yeah, he is. He is. Yeah, you know.
And was Hugh before he left?
Listen. That's John Facenda.
That's Noel doing a great job.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get on out of here on John Facenda. Mr. Crenshaw, you got a big day planned?
Just going to enjoy. Check out this game today. Let's see if we get this win. Rise up, y'all. Rise up.
And Noel, want to thank Selah. Want to thank Joe Patrick for joining us today. Noel, any final thoughts on Game 5 before we get on out of here, or any other thoughts on the Falcons before we get on out of here?
What did you say the name of that show was? NBA Stuff?
Yeah, it was Inside Stuff.
Inside Stuff. I've been trying to think of the name of that show forever. That show was a huge part of my childhood. It was always on at noon when I didn't want to be in the house still watching TV.
Yeah.
But
what was the woman's name on there? Well, Ahmad Rashad, something Bay?
Willow Bay.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. But Game 5, I'm just, you know, rooting for a super awesome game. If I can order up something, you know, I'll take an overtime. You know, and then, you know, an extra inning, you know, I take a game-winning shot maybe, you know, to, you know, make it extra spicy. But I'm going for the Lynx.
Okay.
I'm going for the Fighting Prince Nelsons.
What you looking for today with Falcons of Seattle?
I'm looking for a dub, baby.
Well,
I need y'all to knock Geno around real good. I need y'all to take that ball. I need the defense to score. I need cool. I need 6 to make 7 when we score touchdowns. And I need a win today, baby. I need 4 in a row.
And we haven't asked you, but we'll give you your thoughts. What you want in the World Series? You already got the Yankees. I know you got opinions about that. Mets or the Dodgers?
I hate the Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers, so I'm rooting on a crater. Let's go, crater. Woo! If I got to pick one of them, I guess the one with the Brave on it. Shout out to Dodger first baseman number 5.
He's ready with his bad ankle.
No, Dodger first baseman number 5. Shout out to him.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I said his name.
Yeah, exactly. We don't say his name. We just say everything, but we stop right at the name. Dodger first baseman number 5.
I got you. All right, for the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Again, Joe Patrick, John Fricke out at the north side, and Markham Lottner be there from 9 until 11. Falcons kick off with Seattle at 1 o'clock. Wait for a tailgate show. Get you set at 11 a.m. Thank you. We will talk to you next week at Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.